a wild ride. Well, you can make or break. You can win or lose. Well, that's a chance you take. When the heat's on you, when the heat is on.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today, the nominee for Attorney General Matt Gaetz will be on Capitol Hill meeting with senators whose votes he'll need for confirmation. But also today, the House Ethics Committee could meet and decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct by Gaetz. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
The bipartisan House Ethics Committee spoke with two women who say Gaetz paid them for sex. Overnight, ABC News exclusively obtaining financial records revealing Gaetz appears to have sent the women over $10,000, including 27 Venmo payments, some labeled just because, travel, and extra for you.
Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. President-elect Trump making two more cabinet choices. Howard Lutnick, a Wall Street executive, to lead the Commerce Department, and Linda McMahon, former pro wrestling executive, as the education secretary. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is closed today because of the threat of a Russian strike on Ukraine's capital. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Wisconsin's Office of Lawyer Registration accuses former State Supreme Court Justice Mike Gabelman of ethical violations as part of his failed probe into the 2020 election. Gabelman is accused of making false statements, disrupting court proceedings, and leaking personal information of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Roundy's Supermarkets will pay more than $1 million to the state of Wisconsin for alleged package violations. A survey by the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection found that more than 1,200 of their products had a listed net weight that was unreasonably inaccurate. And attorney Gerald Boyle died Sunday at the age of 88. Boyle defended Milwaukee serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer at his 1992 trial and also successfully defended Mark Chmura in 2001 when the former Packers tight end was acquitted on charges of child enticement and third-degree sexual assault.
City weather. A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with light snow showers this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s this morning, dropping down into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight 28, tomorrow breezy with light rain and snow showers, and a high tomorrow near 38. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 36.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. 8:04 on Wednesday morning. Sun is shining. It's a beautiful morning out there. You know, if you get a chance to get out and about, today is definitely the day to do that. As a reminder, if you want a Max FM Christmas card, text Christmas card with your address to 608-355-9970. Here is Van Halen, Jump on Max FM.
I get up, and nothing gets me down. You got it tough, I've seen the toughest around. And I know, baby, just how. We'll be right back.
90s and more.
I'll follow you 99.7
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on your Wednesday morning. The sun is shining brightly out there. It is absolutely a gorgeous morning to be out and about. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast today. It will turn cloudy, light snow showers, highs into the 40s, dropping into the low 30s by this afternoon. Tonight, we expect a low of 28 degrees. Tomorrow, it will be breezy, light rain and snow showers with a high of 38. Emily, we're not going to let a little snow scare us off, are we?
It's holiday time. Snow is part of that. So is a little bit of cold. But like you said, the sun is out. That makes all the difference in how you feel. And you just, you know, if you're outside, just get yourself a little patch of sunlight and it's quite warm. So it's not warm out, but it feels quite warm. So yeah, it's beautiful. It's totally, you know, season appropriate. So let's enjoy it. Absolutely.
Let's get out and enjoy it. And speaking of getting out, we need everyone to pitch in and help us feed our neighbors in need with the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Our goal is to stock the pantries for those in need that need it the most during these harsh winter months. Shop now and drop off items, or better yet, join Emily and myself Friday, November 22nd from 11 to 1 as we want to fill the truck with your donations along with Emily and myself. And we have some breaking news. We have Chula Vista Water Park passes that we're going to hand out at random to people that bring things by. Emily, what do they need to bring along with them?
Oh my gosh, that is so fun. Again, Dave, I can always tell. Dave get this weird little darker tone of voice, and all of a sudden I'm like, there's something that I don't know that's happening that I'm going to be told on church radio. And here it is right now. I did not know this was happening. Little secret.
Makes two of us.
Oh. Exciting. Oh my gosh. I love that. Yeah. So come by and see us and help us fill the truck. Please bring canned soup, canned chicken or tuna, mac and cheese, applesauce pouches, boxed meals, Jell-O pudding cups, and peanut butter and jelly, and those shelf stable non-perishable items will be happily received. And you then can turn around and happily receive a Chula Vista Water Park ticket. How fun. Thank you so much for that, Chula Vista.
Yes, we appreciate that. And we literally just found this out minutes ago, exactly what we're going to be able to give away to people at random when they stop by. We're going to have Max FM stickers with us, as I mentioned before. Now, Emily and I want to absolutely fill this truck up. We need all of your help to fill the truck up, right, Emily?
Absolutely. Yep. Anyone who's available or has some, you know, has some things they shopped for on that list or non-perishable food items, please go ahead and bring those with you to come and see us between 11 and 1 at Backrop Baraboo Motors on Friday, November 22nd. We will be there live in person, giving out stickers, giving out Chula Vista tickets, and helping fill the truck for people in need this winter. So please lend a helping hand. Of course, you know, it's the middle of the day. If you can't make it, but you know someone who can, hand them off the bag of groceries, fill up their car, you know, whatever it takes. It does take a village to help everyone that lives in our community. So definitely come be part of that. We're making it fun. We're handing out stuff, and we would love to see our listeners out there. So yeah, please give a helping hand and come help us fill the truck on Friday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to meeting everyone. We're looking so forward to helping out our community, and that's what we're really all about here at Max FM, is about our community, the Baraboo, the Portage, the Reedsburg, the Sauk Prairie, all of our listening area. That's what we're all about, is helping out in our community, being part of our community, and we want to meet everyone. So stop out, say hi to us, and help out a great cause. And I'm not kidding you, Emily. I want to make sure we fill that truck up, so please stop by us. This is so important. We know we're asking a lot here, but we want to overfill that truck, so then they have to have two trucks, right?
Yeah, we can do that. I absolutely believe in us. I believe in you out there, folks who can come and help. I mean, the spirit of these communities is so open-hearted and lovely, so I don't doubt for a minute that this can happen, because you all are going to be part of it and you all care so much. So thank you ahead of time for gathering up some food items from the list and bringing them on down to Backrop Baraboo Motors to fill the truck on Friday. We'll be there, Dave and Emily from the morning show, cheering you on and helping out and, you know, having pictures and having a good time for a good cause. So looking forward to seeing you there for sure, because the holidays are here. They are on. They're not just around the corner. They're literally here. Next week is Thanksgiving. Yeah. Am I right?
You are right.
Next week.
It is next week. I mean, and you know, it's kind of a good segue, because we know the holidays are coming up next week and we have a lot of holidays coming on. And, you know, sometimes families don't always get along, right? And there are some topics that can definitely start this family feud per se. And some of the topics that are maybe best to avoid around the holidays, Emily.
Yeah, so a poll found that 40% of families fight or have, quote, open disagreements during the holidays. The main topics that can cause a fight are politics, past grievances, relationships, and finances. So again, 40% of families, and I mean, you know, holidays bring up all kinds of feelings and big feelings, right? And feelings all across the board. So it's not a surprise that people kind of some of those cans of worms get open. But there is ways to kind of avoid this, you know, like obviously this year, try to avoid talking about the election. If you know it's going to start a row with your family, like just enjoy the holidays if you can. If you know, if you have to avoid conversations, then do so. Another one, of course, is past grievances. So that's 32%. I mean, it's really hard to move on from stuff. I absolutely understand, but it is possible. And somebody I worked with long ago gave me this great phrase. You know how some phrases just kind of stick in there is, look through the windshield and not in the rearview mirror, right? So always keep your glancing forward. Just think about that as a driving analogy or just analogy for life. You know, look forward. And you're looking in the rearview mirror where you're not enjoying the ride and you're not enjoying what's coming to you. So I know it's hard, but ongoing stuff that's been brewing and bubbles over can cause some fights. And then obviously, you know, finances, they always can, you know, rear their ugly head in terms of conversation. So 25%, try to avoid phases like, okay, I'm not even going to say that phrase. I don't even like that.
Yeah, let's not go down that road because we don't want to, you know, give anyone any ideas. We just want people to avoid these things, right? And it's like the finances, relationships, grievances, any of that stuff, and politics, you know, just don't talk about those things. You know, arguing about these things is usually pointless, but here's another reason to avoid them. There's 1 in 3 chance that it'll become a bigger issue. So it's the holidays. We all get together, have family, have fun, enjoy each other's company. And like you said, look forward, never look backwards.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm really looking forward to the holiday season. I think all these things that we're getting to be involved in terms of, you know, this weekend, the parade and the Christmas market and the food drive and all this stuff is just so wonderful. And it really kind of feeds into the good, good holiday spirit that is available out there for you. So go grasp that one, you know, like,
yes,
look forward. Like we said, it's going to be such a fun weekend. And I look forward to sharing it with all of you out there starting on Friday. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. I mean, we got to see Santa Claus last night. I mean, and we all want to be on the good list. So let's all get along. Let's be on that good list. That is just, let's try to be kind. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. And, you know, you speak of the holidays. We got to do the downtown tour of merchants last night. Wendy and myself were down there for that. And it was great just to see everything that is happening for the holidays, all the specials that are going on. And things to keep in mind next week, you know, all of our downtown businesses, they'll be closed on Thursday because they've worked very hard. Friday, many of them will be open early for all the Black Friday specials. And then on Saturday, it's Small Business Saturday. So a week from this Saturday, stop down, support all of our local businesses because that is really the lifeblood of our community. You look at all the decorating they've been doing down there. It is so beautiful. I say this a lot. It feels like a Hallmark Christmas card when you walk through downtown Baraboo at this time of year, Emily.
It sure does. Yeah. So those things are happening, you know, right after Thanksgiving, as you know. So Small Business Saturday is a big one. That's super fun. So definitely come downtown, check it out. I believe that's the 30th, and that is the first day of the Downtown Baraboo Winter Market too, inside the Great Day building. So I got some birdie on my ear told me about some other vendors that are going to be there, one of which is a cotton candy maker. So like there's going to be cotton candy available. So just hop on in and might as well get some cotton candy while you're shopping and check out the other vendors. So there's going to be some cool stuff happening downtown, obviously, you know, from literally right now through the rest of the holiday season, there's going to be stuff going on. And I have a question for you, Dave.
Yes.
When you talked to Santa yesterday, what did he say about your list or his list in terms of you?
He didn't say if I was on the naughty or nice list yet. It's to be determined.
Is it a no news is good news thing or is it, we'll have to talk about this later, Dave?
Kind of thing. I don't know. He didn't really give any hints if I was on the naughty or the nice list, you know. So I'm still trying to make sure I don't cross over one way or another. So I'm always on my best behavior.
We still have a chance to switch lists. Is that a thing?
Oh, it is probably possible, but yeah, but for me, I'm always on my best behavior. I don't get into trouble. I am always well-behaved. Just ask anybody that knows me. And I can just wait to see some of the texts that are going to come in on that one. So, no, he didn't really give any hints, but, you know, Santa's excited to be downtown with us this Saturday. That's for sure, Emily. So, looking forward to all the fun down there.
You may have had bigger fish to fry yesterday than, yes. than talk to you about your list options. So we'll,
yes.
we'll table that for now.
Yeah, we'll table Dave's Christmas list for now. Emily, you'll be back with me around 8:40. We're going to talk about all the calendar days coming up. We have to sort through that list yet.
Sure, dude. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. It's more Music Mornings with Emily and Dave on Max FM.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Baraboo's Children's Museum. Encourage your children to learn through play every day at this interactive museum designed for kids, infant to 10 years old. Watch their imagination soar as they explore every corner of the museum, including a miniature grocery store experience and the creation station for arts and crafts. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase a $24 family four-pack for just $12. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
There used to be a gray tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. You know that when it snows, my eyes become large, and the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby, I can bring you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. And now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light, and the light that you shine can't be seen. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen. A light hits the gloom.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM is more music mornings with David Van Emily. 827 with Pat Benatar. We belong on Max FM.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, 8:30 on Wednesday morning. Pat Benatar, We Belong. Beautiful sunny morning outside. Get out and enjoy some fresh air today. It is a great day to be out and about. Plus, we are halfway through this work week. As a reminder, if you would like a Max FM Christmas card, please text us at 608-355-9970. Or better yet, use the free Civic Media app on your Apple or Android phone and text us Christmas card with your name and address. And we will be sure to send you a Christmas card in December. You'll get to see a picture of myself and Emily on there. We're gonna have some fun with that, so looking forward to that. So make sure you text that in. And as always, our text line is available for requests, birthdays and anniversaries, but not talking about if Dave is on the good or the naughty list. That we don't know the answer to that one yet, so we always have a lot of fun with our text line. So please be sure to text us those Christmas card lists, because we want to get those out to you. And as a reminder, Emily and I will be at Back Rope Airboat Motors on Friday from 11 to 1 helping fill the truck. So please join us on as well. And we will get our picture taken with you as well. So we look forward to meeting each and every one of you. It's more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
It's the season of giving, and Pizza Ranch in Baraboo is helping you spread the cheer. For every $50 gift card you buy, you'll receive a $10 bounce back card for yourself. Plus, you can help a family in need with a pizza pack donation. Pete's Ranch is where your gift keeps on giving, to you and to others. So stop by Pete's Ranch in Baraboo and give the gift of pizza this season. Treat yourself, treat others, and make someone's holiday a little brighter.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and raffle for bullies and friends. Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. It's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Cam Jones tallied a triple-double, just the third in program history to lead 15th-ranked Marquette to a 76-58 win over number 6 Purdue. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jones had 13 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Stevie Mitchell led the way with a career-high 21. UW-Milwaukee down Duquesne 80-74. Green Bay over Southern Illinois Edwardsville 82-57. Brewers manager Pat Murphy, the National League Manager of the Year, securing 27 of 30 first-place votes in the process. He led the Brewers to a 93-59 record and won the National League Central Division. As expected, Willy Adames will hit the open market. He declined the Brewers' qualifying offer of 1 year, $21 million. The Brewers will receive a pick in next year's draft between the first round and competitive balance round A if he signs for more than $50 million a year elsewhere. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with light snow showers this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s this morning, dropping down into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, 28. Tomorrow, breezy with light rain and snow showers, and a high tomorrow near 38. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:36, going on 8:37. Here's Huey Lewis in the news. Heart and Soul on Max FM.
2 o'clock this morning. She should come a calling. I wouldn't dream of turning her away. And if it got hot and hectic, I know she'd be electric. I'd let her take her chances with me. You see, she gets what she wants, 'cause she's heart and soul. She's heart and cold. She's got it all, hot and loving every night. Oh, oh.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily hanging out with you on Wednesday morning. Emily, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good. The morning is moving right along as we do. So happy Wednesday, and happy Wednesday morning to all of you out there listening. Thank you always for being with us in the morning. It's like we're always in a big like party in the morning, even though we're not with you. We are with you. So it feels nice. So happy Wednesday, everybody. Lots of fun stuff coming up on our calendar today. We're also going to talk about the national calendar days, right?
We are. We're schmoving right along on Max FM.
Yes, we are schmooving right along on Max FM.
I just love that word you
came up with. I was telling Dave,
with.
Just for all of you out there, I want to work on a really cool like announcer voice that Dave has there for his 99.7 Max FM, whatever. That's not the one I'm going to use. I'm just trying to make fun of him right now. But I'm going to work on my own. So maybe we'll have like some kind of fun, you know, you guys can suggest whatever you want. But I can maybe do a couple of sound bites on something that I'll come up with and see if people can vote me in or something. We'll see.
There
in the works,
go.
In the works, but way
in
too much works. Other stuff going on.
Yes. And you get a chance to meet Emily and myself this Friday at Back Row Baraboo Motors. We really want to fill that truck up, right, Emily?
Oh my gosh, it would be such an amazing feat to do. And I honestly have no doubt this community can do that. So please bring along your non-perishable food items. There is, you know, a list too that they provided to us, Pathway Home. Please go ahead and come to the event 11 to 1, Back Row Baraboo Motors, this Friday the 22nd, 11 to 1, and help us fill that truck for those in need this holiday season. Everybody out there listening has been in a moment of, you know, needing a helping hand. So we all know what it feels like. So let's just share and share alike and fill up a bag of groceries, bring it our way, go through your cupboard. Maybe there's some things you don't use, you know, all whatever. Just come and be part of the giving party because it's going to feel great. And it's going to be, we're going to fill the truck. I can feel it.
We're going to fill the truck. That's our goal. We'll have to come up with some way to definitely encourage people to help us with that. We'll have some fun with it as well. We're going to be giving away Chula Vista Water Park passes as well. So I'm going to have more details on that with you tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And we thank all of our listeners today. We actually had someone text out which list I'm on the naughty list, according to Becky this morning. Yeah. So I'm sure she's right there with me.
Oh, well, that's good. You know, it's always good to know people that are kind of like on the same part as in the on the same path in life as you. And if that is the naughty list this year, then so be it for Dave and Becky. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
there's always
exactly.
next year, right?
But you know what? It is National Peanut Butter Day. And so, you know what? What makes today better than that? Peanut butter and chocolate fudge are coming to mind right now. Can you tell I'm hungry already?
I love that. That was like the most random segue. We're talking about you on the naughty list. You're like, but you know, it's also National Peanut Butter Day. Like, okay. I think you were just trying to schmoove along on out of that naughty list to commentary.
Yeah, I was. So I wanted to talk about peanut butter fudge. I'm hungry.
Everybody loves, I mean, maybe not everyone loves peanut butter, but I sure love peanut butter. I think it's a part of our, you know, a lot of our memories of being a little kid, right? And
right.
So speaking of little kids, it's Universal Children's Day. So investing in our future means investing in our children. And I'm such a believer in that. Like there's such a, you know, feeling of kind of like, oh, you're just a kid. Like I remember hearing that a lot as a kid, and that's
right.
not true. Like
not true.
They are our future. And frankly, they're the most important ones out there right now because they're going to make it so we can hopefully schmoove on into a nice retirement someday. I don't know. It's also Future Teachers of America Day, which I really, really love because I spent some time in college being an after-school teacher and after-school program coordinator. And I missed that work so much. I loved it. I loved being around kids. I loved, you know, helping, you know, it was being a teacher and I was a young person at that time. So little kids out there that have that in their dreams to be a teacher, like go with those dreams. It is, we need you. So, you know, I just want to celebrate Future Teachers of America. Could be any of you out there listening and any of your kids. So go forth and teach. We need you.
We do need you. And it is also GIS Day, and that is Geographic Information Systems Day. Happy GIS Day to all those folks out there. I know a wonderful GIS team just down the road from our studios, and they're just a fantastic group of individuals. I definitely miss working with that crew. I mean, just such a great group of people. And when I saw it was National GIS Day, I had to mention that one today because, you know, GIS, that's what makes the world go round.
Literally, that was a good one. That's
well, and then I saw this one and I kind of chuckled. It is Name Your PC Day, or AKA your computer. And, you know, I have a lot of names for my computer, but none of them I'm going to say on the radio this morning.
No, but they're there to help you, Dave. You're not supposed to be swearing at your PC or calling it names. Be nice to the technology and it will be nice to you. I swear.
Yeah, considering I'm the director of IT here, I'm always nice to our technology. But sometimes it doesn't do nice things. And, you know, but I do appreciate having our computers because that is definitely something that without them, we wouldn't get by. I mean, I look at the number of computers that are in my remote studio, let alone our regular studio. I mean, I just look at all the stuff that it takes to make things happen. And I have a whole assortment and everyone's like, oh, well, you're just a Windows guy. No, I'm an Apple guy as well. I actually have a Mac Mini that runs a lot of stuff in the remote studio as well. And three monitors, an iPad. I mean, it's crazy how much stuff it takes to make that happen. So it's National Name Your PC Day today. So if you haven't given your computer a name, maybe it's time to do that, right, Emily?
I have not given my computer a name. I think that that's a really fun idea. I'm one of those who, like, I definitely always name my cars, right? Not that I have more than one car at any time, really, but I do name my car. I have a motorcycle. She's got a name. But I've not named my computer. This particular computer that I have, I'm not a huge fan of. Sorry, computer. You're working for me right now, and I appreciate that. But it does some things that I don't care for, and I don't really know how to reset the settings to make it do those, not do those things. They're simple things, but they kind of like some of the autocorrect stuff when it makes suggestions of things that you're writing you don't want it to. Like, you know, that kind of stuff. It just drives me bonkers, and I don't know how to like mess with that. Maybe I'll have to sit down with my IT professional.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if we know one or not.
I don't know anyone that does.
You know, IT doesn't stand for I tried. I just will remind everyone of that.
Information technology out there, folks, in case you wanted to know what is Dave's middle name. Just kidding. Uh-huh. And I digress.
Yes.
A couple quick other, a little more serious calendar days before we scoot for the day. Transgender Day of Remembrance. For generations, transgender people have suffered various forms of abuse. So please keep those folks in mind today. Again, Universal Children's Day, Black Consciousness Day. Join hands with us to stand against racial oppression on this day in Brazil. And last but not least, African Industrialization Day. That's a mouthful. Let's look at how industrialization might aid in the resolution of Africa's economic and societal issues. So worldly cultural things to think about today. Think about all the people that you work with in your lives and that you're around in your lives, and just share the love, share the joy, choose kindness, right? Isn't that amongst all of our funny, goofy stuff, that is kind of our theme, I feel like.
It is. Share the love and be kind. That is what we're all about, Emily. That's how we roll here at Max FM.
Absolutely. That's how we roll at Max FM.
And speaking of rolling, we're going to roll on out. You'll be back with me 7:10 tomorrow on Thursday morning. Looking forward to that as always.
Sounds wonderful. Have a great Wednesday, everyone.
And we hope you have a great Wednesday as well, Emily. I'll stick around. I'm actually filling in a little bit for Jay today, so I'm going to stick around till noon today. So Jay will be with us at noon in case anyone's wondering. He's got a few things he needs to take care of. So I'll be hanging out with you till noon. Emily will be back with me at 7:10 tomorrow morning. I'm sure we'll have all sorts of shenanigans to talk about on Max FM.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off. Perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the daily made apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4 or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
Can you help us feed neighbors in need? The second annual Feed the Need food drive is happening now at Backroad Baraboo Motors. The goal? To stock the pantries for those that need it most with Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Shop now and drop off items. Or join us Friday, November 22nd from 11 to 1 as we fill a truck with your donations alongside the Max FM team. Find us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo or visit baraboomotors.com for a list of most needed items. On State Road in Baraboo, across from Dairy Queen, Backroad Baraboo Motors.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
99.7 Max FM. Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Ooh,
FM. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Trust.